Swallows. Every year there is great excitement when the swallows return to the old shed. Foinlog in Irish, these beautiful birds with their long tail streamers are easy to identify, and their aerial acrobatics are a joy to watch as they glide and swoop over fields and gardens, scooping up insects as they go. It is not surprising that swallows have long been admired by people here. In the Toyne, an epic story about Queen Maeve and the hero Cuchulainn, the movement of Cuchulainn's chariot was compared with the gliding grace of the swallow. Throughout March and April, swallows have been arriving in Ireland after travelling 9,500 kilometres from South Africa, flying all the way up over the Sahara Desert, across the Mediterranean Sea, up through Europe, flying more than 300 kilometres each day to make it back to the old shed where they were born, where now they are busy preparing for a new brood of baby swallows. It's impossible to know how a swallow feels about the trip, pleased perhaps to have overcome so many dangers along the route, delighted with themselves to be back in the mild, damp Irish countryside where the pallet of rain-soaked fields is just to their liking. Many returning swallows will be relieved to find their old nests undisturbed after such an epic journey, so they can move back in without delay. Some nests have been in use for decades. Cold and rainy days are difficult for returning swallows, when fewer insects on the wing make it harder to glean an ample supper, though the long days at least means there's plenty of time to be out catching flies. Lots of flying insects is just what they need to nourish a young brood of chicks. Swallows probably don't have any idea how amazing they are to be able to find their way across vast continents, to be able to return each year to the very same shed they left last September, thousands of miles away from their wintering grounds. In times of old, fanciful stories were told about where the swallows disappeared off to each autumn, only to magically reappear when the weather warms. In 1680, a learned and well-respected Englishman declared that swallows spent each winter on the moon, a perfectly logical assertion given the knowledge at the time. Others held firm that swallows spent the winter hibernating in the hollow of a tree. A contrary claim put forward by an eminent naturalist in the 18th century was that swallows hibernate each winter in the mud at the bottom of a lake. Humans have a troublesome tendency to fill in the gaps in our knowledge with far-fetched stories. It never seems easy for us to declare that we simply don't know. It was not until the 19th century that the mysterious whereabouts of swallows in winter was solved, when it was discovered that the swallows who breed here in summer spend the winter months in Africa. And now we are in what some are calling a golden age of understanding animal migrations. Through evidence provided by bird ringing and impressive new technologies such as fitting tiny geolocators to migrating birds, we know a great deal about the routes that many migratory birds follow. We know that even when thrown thousands of miles off their normal trajectory, swallows can still accurately reorient themselves to their destination, though we don't actually know how they do this. There are still enormous gaps in our knowledge. Being able to read the polarized light from the sun seems to be part of the skill they use. We also know that swallows and other birds have magnetite in their beaks. Magnetite is the most magnetic of the Earth's naturally occurring minerals. But even the ability to read the inclination of the Earth's magnetic field does not explain how they find their way so faultlessly. To use these inbuilt biological navigation tools, swallows need also to have an awareness of where they are compared to where they're going, completing a 9,000 kilometre journey all the way from South Africa to Roscommon requires that they have some kind of a map in their head, as well as a good memory to know how far they have come. They have to be able to keep track of time and have the brain power to observe what's around them so they can update the other algorithms that guide them along traditional routes. These are profoundly impressive powers for for a bird that weighs just 19 grams. We simply do not know how they do it. I love to watch the swallows through the summer months, an embodiment of grace and perseverance. I don't know why seeing them swoop about the garden gives me such immense pleasure, yet watching them always lifts my spirits. And now that I know how much we really don't know, I love these little creatures all the more. Living their lives as they have always done, without revealing their secrets to us who think we know so much.